Carlo, with the Ingenuity Lab, one of the things that you're working on is developing a new kind of consumer packaging. What is this?
Well, Ingenuity Lab was also in partnership with the National Institute of Nanotechnology, and I'm the program director of their biomaterials program. And jointly in this program, one of the things that we're working on developing, both jointly with NINT and separately with an Ingenuity Lab, is new ways of packaging foods. The idea is we can make smart materials that could package foods that control the transport of oxygen across the film, the saran wrap that you see at a grocery store, to preserve the food longer. We have the opportunity of making it so that it provides an indicator that when enough oxygen has gone through, so that you can think, well, the food's not quite as fresh as you want it to be. And you also can provide packaging that will identify to you if the food has reached out of temperature, so that it's gotten warmer than it should have been sometime during the process of its handling, so that you know that the freezer may have broken on the truck on the way here, and then they refroze it again, and you'll be able to see on the packaging that indeed that happened. So the idea is that for almost no cost, we can provide a consumer indicator so that they can make sure that they're buying the quality of food that they're expecting when they're buying it, and also allow the stores and people who distribute it to know that they have an active way of monitoring the quality of the foods that they're selling.
What might this indicator look like?
The way we're doing it right now with just colorimetric indicators, in which you'll see a blue dot show up on the side of the package. And if you see the blue dot on the side of the package, you'll know that you may want to take a second look at the contents of the package of whether or not you want to purchase it or not. And so the idea is to make it very, very simple and to ensure that it's obvious, but it's not technologically difficult to deploy or use. The idea is to embed that as part of the actual material, so it provides information within the material.
The packaging itself, is this going to be another version of like a plastic wrap?
Yes, it's actually modifying a version of a plastic wrap that would allow you to wrap it. You know, the big trick is not that we can do a colorimetric indicator to sense it, it's to make sure we don't get false positives. The last thing you want to be able to do is to put indicators on there and waste good food, right? Nobody wants to do that. So the idea is getting control to make sure that what you see is accurate and that you don't get false positives in terms of the indicators that we use.
So what is the nanotechnology involved in this?
It's putting in molecules into the polymer structure that react to different things. And when this reaction occurs, that transformation induces another chemical reaction, which causes a color change in the material. And it's a very elegant way of addressing it and dealing with it, and it provides a path forward for making smart materials ubiquitous around us, and doesn't cause additional labor, and hopefully won't cause any additional cost in terms of production. But again, as I said, the real key is not making it work, it's making sure it works reliably and that you don't end up with false positives, that it's calibrated to some metrics which are indicative of a decrease in the quality of the foods.
Does this have applications to other areas of packaging? You're speaking here specifically about food, but could it be used for something else?
Well, anything that is environmentally sensitive, it could be adapted to. So if you're packaging equipments, paints, or other types of products, and where the storage of the material is sensitive to temperature or other environmental changes, you can adapt those kind of packages.
What stage are you at now?
Oh, well, this is early stage stuff. We've tested it. We have made some materials that work. But again, the issue is one of calibrating it to get the response of the material consistent with an indicator on a change in quality of the material that you're packaging. And that's going to take a little bit more work.
Thank you very much, Carlo.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.